Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's our natural tendency, amen, to just moan and groan. But it don't please God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love those songs. I've got so much to thank the Lord for, because that is truly me. And His blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Hallelujah. That scripture that Brother Curtis mentioned a while ago when he testified was, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Psalms 107 says it four times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. The book of Psalms is a song book. That's what psalm means, a song. They sang all of those to the Lord. They sang them. Many of them, David, he was a songwriter or a singer, and so he would sing those. And when they're translated, a lot of times they may not sound like songs, you know, translated into the English. But that was a song, and kind of the best way is just like verses almost. It talked about different things that they went through. Said that they wandered around, and then it said, oh, and then God brought them where they belonged, and then, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Then it talks about that they was bound in chains and fetters of iron and darkness, and God brought them out and said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for their goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Then it talks about them being sick, said that their soul was near to death. They drew near to the gates of death, and the Lord sent His word and healed them and brought them out. And they cried unto the Lord. God brought them out. And then it says it again, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And then it talks about that they was like on a sea, that it was back and forth and up and down. So they staggered like a drunk man and said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And so a lot of different areas there. I cannot read that scripture or hear anybody talk about all them without thinking about something that happened to me. And when I was a teenager, I went to preach at this church up near Oklahoma City. And I preached from that scripture. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And I was the only one there. I know as a teenager, it was long before I got married, because I went back and preached a revival there before, you know, even while I was a teenager. But I went in there and preached, and I preached on that, and I was going to preach an illustrated sermon. I was going to get different ones. And so the first one I talked about, you know, just as the church, you know. And then I said, you know, I had this brother. I said, brother, you're gonna represent, you know, this church to praise God, because the first part talks about He brought them out and done a great thing in their midst. I said, you stand here and you praise God. Just begin to praise God. And then the next one was those that was bound in fetters and chains. And so I there was another brother there. I said, brother, you come on up here. You're going to represent those that, you know, was bound by demons and fetters and chains. Well, I didn't know, you know, of course. And but he was bound by drugs and demon possessed and all of that, and God had done a great work in his life. So I got him up there, and he was going to, and then we got to the ones that was sick. And so I didn't know, but there was this sister there that had been sick with some bad disease, and God had healed her, and she, you know, it was a great miracle in that church. And I went back there. I remember going back. I said, sister, you know, you're going to represent those that's been healed. I didn't know God had healed her and done that. And I had her come up there, you know, oh, that men would praise the Lord. I was talking about how that, you know, God would, we ought to praise God. And so there was one more, And I said, this is going to represent those that are unstable, you know, because there's people that way. They're unstable. And God will establish us. Amen. Just because somebody's unstable don't mean they'll always be that way. God can, but God has to do it. It's a bad problem. And I didn't know, but this boy was raised in that church. Of course, he is married now. And he had been in and out, in and out. He had prayed and he'd go out, in and out, in and out. And I went right back there and pulled him out. And I'm going to tell y'all that, of course, I didn't know. I just thought God was helping me preach. You know, I didn't know that I had handpicked somebody. And it was a very big church, you know, as far as compared to even like us, you know, maybe over 100 people or something, you know. And there was no way that I knew, but the Holy Ghost picked out every one of them while I was preaching. And I want y'all to know that church didn't have no problem worshiping God that night. Amen. And we ought not to have no problem worshiping God when we think about the goodness of God in our life. How many times has God healed us? How many times has God, you know, delivered us? Worship is part of it. And thanking God for it. Hallelujah. And it's important. It pleases God when we thank Him. When He healed the lepers and one man came back. And Jesus, you know what He said? What He say? Where are the nine? There was 10 of them. Jesus could count. Amen. He could count. He knew there was 10 of them. And He said, where are the nine? Praise God. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I would say that I feel the presence of the Lord here tonight, and most definitely, amen. I don't have to preach, and God has His way, but let's come to this part, so we'll just go ahead. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I don't know if I said chapter 9, but Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Let's read verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse number 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. You know, one handful. Most of the time you have to cup your hand and hold it. But you can hold a lot more with two hands because you can kind of, you know, you can get more than double in two hands. No matter what it is. Even if it's liquid, you have to cup it. If you take both of your hands, you can get more than just double. At least, you can get at least two-thirds. And or another third, I guess I'd say, with that other hand, you know, or with both of them together. But the Bible says, better is it to have an handful, singular, an handful with quietness, than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. What do we sing about as we're closing the service this morning? Peace, peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Amen. Let's thank the Lord tonight. Lord, I thank You for the privilege to be in Your house. We've said that several times tonight, Lord, but we believe You to meet with us before we go out of here tonight. Give us miracles and blessings and touch. Most of all, touch our hearts and help us to receive from Your word. I thank You for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to preach tonight on one word, and that is better. Can you say that? Don't you want something better? Hallelujah. I know that there's even better than that, and that's the best. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. But God has something better for us. You know, Hebrews talks about better. Matter of fact, the key word for Hebrews is better. And God's always doing better things. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, when Jesus left, He said, "You're going to do greater than I've done." Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, success is in the successor. A lot of men don't see that. They want to do it for their self. They want to build for their self. They want to build their own self. But real true success in any organization, whether it be church organization, movement, whether it be a business or anything, true success is judged in the successor. What did Jesus say? Wisdom is justified in her what? The Bible says Jesus said wisdom is justified in her children. But anyways, better. God always wants to do better. Hebrews talks about better in verse number 1. Amen. Of Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. He talks about a better revelation. Amen. In verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He's talking about how God at sundry times and in different manners spake in time past by the fathers, by the prophet, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Amen. It was an amazing thing. God spoke to men and they prophesied. God spoke to His people in the Old Testament and they prophesied. And that was amazing when God would move on those men by the Holy Ghost. But He said in these last days He hath done something better. He's gave us a better revelation. I would like to have met David and Moses and Joseph. Wouldn't that have been something to pull up there in Egypt? Amen. And buy that corn from Joseph. But I'm going to tell y'all something a whole lot better. Amen. Is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that have been something to be with Moses? Amen. When he stretched out his rod. Hallelujah. And you was in that crowd, maybe a little boy, and you felt that wind blow. Amen. All of a sudden you begin to walk like they've got those aquariums where you can walk through tunnels, glass, and you can see those sharks and things. I mean, they had an aquarium back then. Amen. Those children of Israel was walking through, looking at them whales there in the Red Sea. Amen. Sharks. Amen. Just swimming right by. The Bible said that the water was a wall on one side and the water was a wall on the other. Now I'm going to tell you something far better than following Moses out of Egypt. Amen. Is being saved. Hallelujah. And blood bought and washed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Daniel in the lion's den. You ever think about if you was Daniel? Amen. We've sang about it, preached about it. Taught Sunday school about it. Amen. Daniel used the lions for a pillow. Praise God. The Bible don't say he used the lions for a pillow, but the Bible says because he believed in his God that the angel shut the lion's mouth. Praise God. But so much better, God spoke by the prophets. It would have been amazing to hear Jeremiah preach. Amen. And say, submit to the king of Babylon. Amen. He was the weeping prophet. He would weep. Amen. As he told God's people the truth. It would have been something, amen, to hear Isaiah prophesy and say, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. Hallelujah. He'll go as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep dumb before her shears, he openeth not his mouth. Yet he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. What an amazing thing that was in those days. But I'm talking about something better. Amen. And that's knowing that God has saved us through His own Son. Hallelujah. Amen. And in chapter 7,
Glory to God. It talks about a better hope. Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh to God. Amen. These here in Hebrews, amen, they were stoned, they were sown asunder, they was given to lions, amen, they did not accept deliverance and all these things, but God has something better for us. I'm preaching tonight on better. It's better to have one hand full and have the peace of God than have both hands full, amen, and have vexation of spirit, is what the Bible says in our scripture text, with travail and vexation of spirit. Amen. That song, I didn't know they was going to sing this song. Matter of fact, amen, several services ago, just to be honest with y'all, y'all might not care, but I'll tell you anyways, several services ago, I got this message together. Amen. I felt like the Lord was dealing me to preach about it, but I come in here and I don't know what happened. Y'all shouted, or amen, somebody took over or something, you know. Amen. Somebody, you know, just took it out, and so I didn't get to preach. Amen. And so this sermon has been on the back burner for a while. If y'all ever do that, put something on the back burner on the stove. Amen. You gotta watch it; it'll overcook and burn. And I hope it don't taste burnt tonight. But I'm preaching on better. Amen. But that song says, as the world looks upon me, they say I have nothing. All you got is one handful. Just one handful. But it's better to have one handful than have both hands full and have travail and vexation of spirit. You got to be careful when you start getting stuff. It'll get a hold of your spirit too. Amen. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I've seen people, and one person comes, he's not here tonight. I don't even know where he is. But I dealt with him for a while and pastored him for a while. And man, you talking about junk. This man had junk, Brother Wayne. You ain't never seen nothing. I mean, he had everything. And everything he had, I mean, it really meant something to him. And I'm not knocking him for that. I'm not saying nothing about it. That's just fine. You know, some people, I collect stuff. You know, I keep stuff. I like to, you know. And some people say it has to do with your raising. But I mean, he had so much stuff. So much stuff. And that's all he had, was stuff. Amen. And friend, we can get so much stuff and have nothing. Amen. As the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing. And they are so wrong. Because in my heart, what did that song say? Peace, peace, wonderful peace, flowing over my spirit in billows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got one handful. This is all I've got. Amen. But I've got my heart so full of the glory of God. Amen. And there's people, you talking about hands full, they got their arms full. But they don't have no peace of God in their life. Amen. And something that's more valuable than anything that money could ever buy is the peace of God. Amen. And the joy of God and the satisfaction from heaven. It's better, the Bible says. Better hope in Revelation, Hebrews 7:19. I'm going to go through this. Better priesthood. There's a message in every one of these. Talking about the priest. A better priesthood. Amen. Those priests would go in once a year and offer atonement for the people. And God would accept him and accept their sacrifice, and they was good for another year. Amen. Oh, but there's a better priesthood. There's a better covenant. God would make a covenant with his people, but this is a far better covenant. Can y'all help me tonight? Say better. Hallelujah. Amen. Better. Come on. better hope, better covenant, better priesthood, better promises. God made promises to him in the Old Testament. He promised to Abraham and he came through. Amen. But something far better promises is found in the book of Hebrews. Better sacrifices, better possessions, a better country. Y'all read that? Said they that say things declare plainly that they seek a better country. Glory to God. Amen. Better resurrection. Amen. And better things for us. Thank God for better. Handful. I know y'all read that, and this may not interest y'all, but the Bible said that Ruth went to Boaz's field on happen chance. Come on now. Happen chance went to Boaz's field. When you're serving God, brother and sister, it's not happen chance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You'll run into somebody. It's not happen chance. Oh, God. You know, our air went out. And I know everybody said you could stay with us and all, but you know, we thought we was going to stay at home and then just sweating and all that. We went to the motel. And I'm thinking, man, here we got to pay this bill, you know, and all this, because it was late at night and all that. We're sitting there and I'm getting aggravated because the guy's helping somebody else. And there's this lady there with these young children. And my wife begins to talk to her. And I realized why I had to stay in that motel that night. Come on, church. God has a reason. Amen. Just so she could get up there and talk to that lady from Delaware. Oh, God. And she's a wondering. And she's a searching. And she's looking for peace. And she's looking for happiness. In all the wrong places. Glory to God. And I'm standing there holding, you know, trying to corral these kids and getting aggravated and already upset. Come on, we might as well admit it. You know, ready to just give up, you know, not really, but you know, I mean, why is all this going wrong? And then I realize, stop, pastor. Stop, preacher. Amen. God had to set this up. Amen. And not only that, he's had to hold her up. Her debit card wouldn't work, Sister Anna. Amen. Her debit card would not work. Amen. And my wife got to speak to her and talk to her. Amen. And then all of a sudden, the debit card started working. Amen. And everything went through. You know why? Because nothing happens by accident. Well, Boaz, she happens on a field that's Boaz's. Now, I know there's so much preaching in that. I'm not going to get into it. But Boaz notices her. She became his wife. Love at first sight. Somebody said, oh, that's just puppy love. And then somebody else said, yeah, but it's real to the puppy. And he says, who is this woman? Said, that's a Moabitish woman. He said, leave her some handfuls on purpose. Handfuls. You know, God told them, said strangers, because they would glean their fields, you know. And they hand-picked everything. So, I mean, when you're hand-picking, buddy, you don't have to drop one kernel of corn. Not one kernel. And they wasn't these big combines and stuff. But God told his people, he said, when you do your fields, he said, leave, amen, pieces there for the poor in the land to come behind you and pick it up. And when they come, that's what they'll live off of. Said, you leave some. Amen. Well, Boaz told them, leave her a handful on purpose. In other words, amen, you see that woman coming in the field right there, said, just drop a handful. I'm preaching on a handful tonight. tonight. Amen. You know, God will just drop you a handful every once in a while. It'll just be a blessing right here and a blessing right there and a blessing right here. Amen. The world looks upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. I've got a handful. Amen. But wait just a minute. It's better to have a handful with quietness. Amen. Than both hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. It's better to be gleaning in somebody else's field and picking up little bitty pieces than to own the field and not have the joy of God. You know, I got to study on that handful. And the Bible said she went home and she made one ephah, if I say that word right. That she went home and beat that barley up and made one ephah. Now, if I do my calculations right, that one ephah made 25 quarts of barley. Sounds like God knows how to leave handfuls. I'm telling you, when God drops His handful, hallelujah, it's a whole lot more than just a few. Woo! 25 quarts? That was in one day. Hallelujah. Sound like God's taking care of His people. Amen. God will take care of His people. Amen. That song says, little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. I thank God that He can give us something far better than the world can ever. Amen. Imagine. Hallelujah. You know, you read where they took up 12 baskets full. Amen. The disciples, when they fed those 5,000 and they took up 12 basketfuls. Amen. I'm talking about my heart is full of quietness. My heart is full of peace. Amen. It's more important, amen, than having the most fancy furniture in your house. Amen. To have the peace of God in your house. Amen. Because where there's no peace, amen, it's like a troubled sea that casts up dirt and mire. Amen. People's got bank accounts full right now. Amen. But they're headed to the divorce court. Amen. Because of sin and misery. Amen. People's got boats and four-wheelers. Amen. And fancy homes and gold-plated, amen, faucets in their bathroom. Amen. Fancy couches. Amen. High class. Everything. Amen. Yet they're fighting in their home and marriage. Amen. They don't have no joy. Their children, amen, are being demon-possessed. Amen. And by spirits that's coming out, amen, of evil things and video games and television movies. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, church. It's better to have one handful. Don't let the devil tell you you ain't got nothing. Don't let the devil tell you you ain't got nothing. When we'll go to looking around at other people, think, man alive, look at what they got. You don't know what they got. You don't know what else, while they're holding that, what else they got. Hallelujah. I know I'm preaching to people that know. You know about what I'm talking about tonight. I'm preaching on better. It's better to serve the Lord. It's better to live for God. Hallelujah. It's better to worship God. It's better to sell out. Because the devil, he's a liar. And he'll build it up and build it up and build it up and take it all from you in no time. Right back on the bottom. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just one handful. One handful. This is all I got. Hold your hand out like that. Just one handful. That's all I got. It's just one hand. That's all I have. Oh, but wait. There's something else.
What about the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. What about the peace of God? Hallelujah. What about the joy that passes all understanding? Matter of fact, the Bible says it's the unspeakable gift. This is all I have is one handful. But oh, I've got so much more than this one handful. I've got so much I can't even gather it up in my arms. I've got so much I can't even tell about it in one service. I've got so much we could preach all night about it. I've got so much, child of God. You're serving God, saved, amen, living for God. You've got more than everybody in the world put together. Hallelujah. More than everybody in the world put together. Take everybody's possessions, pile it up. It's not worth having a relationship with God. There was a man, Brother Wayne, that I worked with when I was a teenager. Very wealthy man. Multi-millionaire, I guess. He owned shoe stores all over Southeast Oklahoma and up around Paris and Texarkana. Owned these shoe stores. And his friend, he was a Jewish man, so he never married. They just, you know, was boyfriend and girlfriend for years. Well, basically like what you would call a common law wife. And she needed a liver transplant. She was going to die, and she ended up dying of that liver, needing that liver transplant. She passed away. But somebody that was in the room said the doctor come in, consulted with the family, and said, and this woman was in the room. She was family member of the woman that died. And she told me, she said that Carl Sherman, when that doctor said, you, if we don't get a liver transplant, she'll die, and she ended up dying, said Carl Sherman pulled his wallet out of his pocket and put it at that doctor's face and said, you get her a liver, I don't care what it cost. Held that wallet up at that doctor and said, I don't care, you get it. And said that doctor said, Mr. Sherman, money don't buy it. We have to find one. And there's a process. You can pull your wallet out and shake it at the doctor and it don't do no good. You can pull your wallet out and shake it everywhere and it might gain you a little bit, but I'm going to tell you something, just that one little handful that won't buy you nothing, hallelujah, will buy you healing and peace with God and a touch of God that money won't buy. I know we live in a world where it seems like the more you got, the better you are. But it's not true. It's not true. It's a lie. You can have nothing yet have everything. The songwriter said, I lost it all, but I found everything better. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing a little bit. Peace, peace. Wonderful, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Sing it again. Peace. Somebody may need peace tonight. Maybe you need God to calm your heart, your spirit, and let you know everything will be all right. That little handful is better. It's better. It's better. It's better than having both your hands full, having travail. Travail and vexation of spirit. Let's gather in for a time of prayer tonight.